and there hidden from public view. It was enough to make a grown man cry.
Today's audiocast for Friday, September 15th, 2006 is sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. There's nothing that tears at the soul of a pilot more than watching what appears to be a perfectly good flying machine destroyed. Well, multiply that anguish 110 times, and you might have some idea what the flying fraternity in San Antonio, Texas is going through as the Air Force wrecks $33 million worth of T-3s, a military training version of the British-built Slingsby Firefly. The T-3s are piston singles the Air Force had been using for pilot screening until they were grounded 9 years ago. After three fatal accidents, the Air Force says, were caused by the aircraft's spin recovery behavior and a rash of engine failures. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Norris Warner, the president of the Southwest Regional Fly-In, about what he saw at nearby Hondo Airport where the destruction is taking place.
I know that lead guard very well because I've interfaced with him with our fly-in for the last 2 years down there. And then I told him, I said, I'd like to see what's going on. He said, no, sir, you can't do that. But he's brought out two Air Force people who gave me their names, and I gave them my business card. They said, well, you'll have to talk to the Chief of Public Affairs. So I made that telephone call from my cell phone, and the guy said, I'll have to ask for permission higher up. Well, in about 10 minutes, he called me back, and he says, you've been approved to enter the area. So these two fellows came back out, and I reached back in my pickup to get my digital camera, and they said, oh, no, you may not take a camera into this area. So we went around the corner of this Air Force leased building, which is owned by the city of Hondo, and they're hidden from public view. It was enough to make a grown man cry. These airplanes that are under hail sheds had been parked there on flat tires for about 5 years unused because containers were stacked there, shipping containers, was a giant backhoe-like device which was crunching these airplanes into tiny shreds.
We're talking about whole airplanes that have engines, yeah. Props, for all the world look like they could take off and fly right now, right?
Yeah. In fact, somebody there mentioned that you could start the engines right now like they already had started one of the engines on one of these airplanes, even though they've been sitting for years. The engines themselves were destroyed with a high-tech plasma cutter, different than anything I'd ever seen. And it was able to bore straight down through the top of an engine, completely through the engine, the crankshaft, camshaft, and out the other end in a matter of seconds. They said it was a 10,000-degree heat torch, and that's how the engines were destroyed. The propellers were simply mangled along with the rest of the airframe and everything contained in it. I stood there for 3 or 4 minutes. I really couldn't take it any longer than that. I turned around and I said, I don't care to see anything more. And I said, I'm going to go back outside the fence. They said, well, we can't stop you from being outside the fence, but this is all you get to do here. So I did then drive back around the outside of this area and went down the line. There's about 6 or 8 of these hail shed structures that hold the 50-odd airplanes there at Hondo. And I went up to the fence with my camera and then took a picture or two of a huge forklift that comes in with a chain around the nose gear, drags them out of the hail shed, and then after it's out in the open, the forklift simply picks up the entire airplane and moves it around to the shredding area. I would suspect it is about 30 minutes time from start to finish to shred the airplane. And the Air Force had earlier told us that at no cost to the Air Force, because the amount of aluminum in the airplane would pay the contractor for doing the destruction. Well, it's a fiberglass airplane primarily, and now they're saying that, well, there's maybe a couple $100 worth of aluminum in the entire airframe, so I think the contractor is probably going to lose money on it if, in fact, that is what the deal is.
We're talking about 110 airplanes worth $32 million.
About $33 million for around 110, yes.
I understand that your organization, the local EAA chapter, had gone to the Air Force with an alternative plan for these airplanes.
No, it was the Southwest Regional Fly-In, which is a 501c3 organization under the eyes of the IRS, and we proposed to the Air Force people that we would become bonded and take possession of the airplanes, and then we would sell each airplane as whatever parts could be removed from the airframe. The airframe itself would never move from the spot underneath the hail shed, but a person, if they were the winning bidder on that airplane, They could strip out everything. The idea was that this amount of cash that could be raised on each airplane by pulling the engine, the prop, radios, and so forth, none of that stuff contains the serial number of the airframe itself, so there'd be no liability involved here. Money as could be gained from each sale would be divided into thirds. One-third would go to the Air Force, one-third would go to the city of Hondo for airport improvement, and one-third then would befall to us as managers of this part out of these pieces that are reusable.
But the Air Force turned you down. They figured better to just crush them with a backhoe.
That's right. They were convinced it wouldn't cost them a thing, and there was no other way out. It just was an unbelievable scenario. And I suspect by nightfall tomorrow, they're all gone. It's going that fast.
Norris Warner, the president of the Southwest Regional Fly-In near San Antonio, Texas. Russ Niles also talked with Captain Gideon McClure, a public affairs officer for the Air Force, on why the decision was made to turn these airplanes into piles of rubble.
Because Air Force officials and senior leadership has decided that because these T-3s are not flyable, that it is in our best interest to salvage them in place.
Salvaging in place appears to mean crushing them with a giant backhoe.
Well, I believe the contractor that's been selected to do this, that is the method they are using.
Okay, well, we've received a lot of emails from pilots and people in the industry wondering why parts like engines and radios and avionics haven't been salvaged out of the aircraft before the destruction.
I could not actually tell you why that is. I mean, I don't know that answer.
Okay, but you did tell me earlier that one of the reasons that the airplane was decommissioned was because of what the Air Force terms as unreliability of the engines.
Right. That is correct. The unreliability of the engines is due to the fact of uncommanded engine stoppages during flight and ground operations.
The nature of which isn't clear. We don't know what caused them to fail at this point, at least during this conversation, but I understand that they're IO-540 Lycoming engines. Is that correct?
That I do not know about.
The civilian contractor who's crushing the planes, it's a no-cost contract. They get the salvage value of the airplanes. Is that correct?
That is correct. This airplane, the T-3 right now that are being salvaged, it no longer has a mission, and so by salvaging them in place, that is going to be the most beneficial in terms of cost and training for the Air Force and for everybody involved at this point.
Russ Niles speaking with Captain Gideon McClure, the public affairs officer for nearby Randolph Air Force Base. Make sure you go to www.fweb.com on Monday for more of this story, including photos. To comment on today's podcast, just drop us an email to audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for Avweb's next audiocast Monday, September 18th, 2006. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for downloading Avweb's Audio News.